Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. Okay, the chat just kind of, everyone, poof, disappeared. And now you're all coming back. Hi. Welcome back. Sounds good. Thank you, Tamara. Hello, everyone listening by phone, computer, wherever you are, and hello everyone that's going to be listening later in the archives, BTR, iTunes, and the other podcast outlets like TuneIn and FM Player. You want to call in for reading, chat, whatever, just to say hi. That number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press one on the keypad. I thought you had to press pound one, but then one of the listeners told me they were able just to get in with one. So, welcome guests. Okay, guess who's back? Paulo is back with us. Paulo D'Oro is back with us. And as many of you know him, he's an amazing healer, mystic. I'm letting Yosha out if you guys hear my little... I like to kind of do... What's ID? I like to kind of do my... podcast kind of, you know, here I am, here's my life, here's my day. So, and I thought Yoshi wanted to go outside, but she's not. She's retreating in the room. If you guys had video, I could show you how cute she looks today. Yeah, so Paulo will be back, and he's an amazing artist, mystic, teacher, and healer, and we actually used to do quite a bit of workshops together. We haven't in a while in some larger conferences where we kind of blew the socks off people. It was something pretty – it was a holistic health conference, and we were doing – we did aromatherapy oils. I had concocted these oils, and so we did this whole – just total trance meditation guided it, and people didn't know what to think, what to believe, what was going on, but they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They got so blown out, so relaxed, and they're like, what were you doing? So we're actually going to do a bit of that today. We're going to get to callers, and when Paulo comes on, he'll also take calls, but we're actually going to do today a bit of connecting with Divine Mother. And I would hope, you know, all of you will join in the intention of that. It will be quite lovely, and it's time. And part of the reason I wanted to do this today, you know, Sadie said, oh, what do you want to talk about? What do you guys want to? And I said, I just really feel like we really need to connect into Divine Mother. And so I did a meditation this morning connecting in with that energy. And Tamara's, yes. I could, yeah, we all could use something like that. And one of the reasons is when I was talking the other day, facilitating a workshop, and someone was saying about the women, and I was saying, I was actually about this camp anyway, that someone was saying, well, they, you know, it's about helping the women or helping the goddess. And I said, but the goddess doesn't necessarily mean women. It means it can be in women form. It's like the yin and the yang. It's not male or female. It's the masculine, feminine energy, which can take a male or female form. And I think a lot of, there's a kind of a little pushback, you know, I feel against men sometimes and patriarchy. I think patriarchy, matriarchy, we need a combination. I don't know what that name would be, but one or the other is not really the answer either. And that's not integrated. It's just like, we don't want to be, you know, independent or dependent. We want to be interdependent. Well, the truth is we are interdependent. There is no true dependency or independency. We're interdependent. So I said, I think what's happening here, and it's unhealthy emotionally, is people are mistaking it as like worshiping women. And even when they're false, you know, and like, you know, kind of giving them an emotional pass. But there is this call for the divine mother, you know, the divine feminine, which is the part of us that wants to connect and merge, the part that looks at similarities. And the masculine aspect of the all that is, the electrical energy, what does electricity do? It reaches out. You know, you get shocked and you can see the sparks. So we wouldn't have creation without one or the other. You know, the feminine is that the magnetic, the womb. It's where the gestation happens. It's the container. That's why Mother Earth is seen as feminine. It contains all of us and sustains us. But that masculine energy is needed to individuate. We wouldn't be individuated souls unless there was masculine energy. So procreation is a masculine, because you're putting something into form, and form is masculine. But the substance is feminine. So what I've been seeing a lot, and some of you who follow me on Facebook and Instagram, I'm not judging it. I just see that there needs to be a rebalancing, and that's what I hope to do today, and I've been doing in my meditation this morning. It's just a little awareness for everyone, and I'm sure some people are already on the same page with me on this. There's just been so much divisiveness in general. I mean, we could look at it, what's going on with the idea of religious terrorism, or somebody's wrong, somebody's right, you know, kind of the good, the evil, that whole thing playing out. And then here we have in the lovely Americas, it's so playing out in the political arena. You know, I've seen some people in my stream, people get unfriended because they have different beliefs. I've been asked to do some predictions. I have done some. I'm not going to go on record because I don't want to alienate, because I have clients that want one person to win in the presidential race. Of course, I'm talking about the American politics right now. And I have other people that want somebody else, and they're so sure that the world is going to be horrible, and they're moving if the other one gets in. And if the other one doesn't get in, they think there's going to be mass riots. But if the other one gets in, then it's racism and it's bad. And all I can say is what I told one person. It doesn't really matter about the person, because it's a consciousness. It's what our mainstream consciousness, the level of consciousness. So as we shift in consciousness, who gets in where and when will be different. And so, you know, as I always say on this program, all the inner work that we're all doing, all is connecting that we do here every Wednesday, all of you connect in other places, you know, virtually and in person, and you do your own healing work, and you're healing that the schism that we all have within us, the inner conflicts. And because really what's getting played out is inner conflict. People are conflicted, their own angers, you know, whatever they're perceiving. So there's been a lot of separatism, you know, separating out is good. That's what we're meant to do. That's what being an individual is. That's our uniqueness, individuating. We're to separate out as a form and say, this is me and this is what I believe. But we're also to remember our similarities and our connectedness, and that wonderful energy of the Divine Mother that says, you know, we're all children of the universe. We're all the same. We're all under, you know, that there's something else guiding us, this illuminating principle, the guiding force of the universe is love, that it's an intelligence that, you know, vibrates from the cosmic field, the resonant fields. And so there's a lot of, you know, and I guess that happens. That's part of the human game, the Earth game.
you know, one wins, one loses, one's better. One, you know, we have it in teams, sports teams. But for me, there's just been a little bit too much of it. And so I'm honoring it, letting it be, but I'd like to bring in the remembrance of the Divine Mother. So I'll probably share a little bit more on this when Paulo comes on at 12:30, but I wanted to share that with everyone and kind of give you a heads up of what I was thinking about. And just to bring in the unity, and if we all just do that, if we just have our awareness that there is unity and feel the connection that we have in the subtle energy. You know, many of you that have done, or all of you that have done my Soul Path teleworkshops, we do that. We do that virtually. We meet, you know, either via Skype or, you know, teleconference, and you're able to feel through the subtle energy each person that's in that group, in that workshop. It's proved there is no separation. You know, there is no, so we separate out, but there is no separation. You know, there's likes, dislikes, but there is, there's more similarities than not. And so just in remembering that, just bringing that into our awareness, especially when things get a little heated, you know, is it really worth that? You know, there's a unifying principle. You know, there's not going to be some cataclysmic something if someone gets in and someone else doesn't, you know, whatever that is. So that's all I want to say on that. And my neighbors behind me, I don't know if you can hear, they're putting in steps so I can hear boom, 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 boom. So I don't know if you guys are hearing that also. All right, let's get to callers. And that number is 347-539-5122. And that's 347-539-5122. And press pound one or one on the keypad. All right, we got somebody here. Is that 806? Oops, here you are. 806-788, you're on Awakenings.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. Who's this?
I'm sorry. This is Sherry Luca.
Oh, hey, Sherry. Hi.
I'm awesome. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Wanted to see what you're picking up around me as far as new relationships coming in.
Okay, look at that. Alrighty. Now, new relationships, is that you just one or you a special one? Or you
any or whatever you see coming in, new people
okay,
in general.
Just new people.
And romantic
new
if
people
it pops up. Yeah, if
okay,
it pops
cool.
up romantically.
Okay, cool.
Well, I feel like I'm entering into or have entered into a new phase, and so I'm like, does this mean new social activities? Should I expect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but now here's the thing. There's something, did you change your routine? There's something about routine being adjusted. And also,
yeah, I
changed
a group of people.
Oh, good. So mental health stuff. So it shows, it also shows there could be something with health, fitness, diet, nutrition, that kind of thing. I'm seeing perhaps healthier choices, healthier routine, day-to-day activity. And
uh-huh.
It does show some level of transformation there. So you've been shifting. And
I was doing some pretty hardcore bodybuilding, and I've stepped out of that for a while because to give my body a rest.
Oh, good. Okay, that's
so
good.
So you're picking
then.
Up
okay.
on that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now let's look at people. Yeah, but it's gonna take a little while, and it does show a new group of people around you. So I don't know if you're gonna be. If there's some place that you're going that's social, because I feel a group. I don't feel just one person. It's showing a new group of people around you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I've kind of put that signal out to the universe that that's okay, and I've already kind of had one person kind of come in out of the blue yesterday. Like, it was so random. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah. Well, whoever it is, they're probably going to introduce you to a group of people. And I do see, theater or something, performance, do music, something like that, that you're going to be going to. So I don't know if you take, or if that's you going there or actually performing.
Okay.
But that's showing around you, too. It's showing to be more around artistic people.
Okay, good. That's what I do. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, so there could be some work or production, something like that. I keep getting a live performance or something around you. So definitely you are, you know what's interesting? Your next phase is about building a whole new, that's what the guides are saying. Michelle, you finally got it. Okay. Oh, I'm listening. building a whole new routine. So you know how sometimes we shift and then it's like everything seems to shift. It's like, oh, now I'm here. I'm doing this. So your shift, it's a whole new routine and a whole new set of circumstances and a whole new group around you.
Awesome.
So I don't see it's, yeah, even if you meet just one person here, one person there, I feel not too far off, like in the next few months, it's like a whole new group. So either they have parties or they go, you know, or they go hear music or, you know, potlucks, I don't know, dinners, whatever. But also it shows more art, music, entertainment, people that are more, are very creative. And I do see less cattiness, less gossip. That's something
Thank
that you were
you,
trying to avoid.
Thank you, because that's what I just left.
Yeah.
That's just what I got out of some horrifying toxicity in that arena. It's a problem. It's one of my pet peeves. I can't take that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's a much lighter group. I think they're happier with themselves, and that's why they're doing more of what they want to do. And it does show a shift for you in, you know, opening and going in that direction. So the opening's happening.
Cool.
Now it's just being guided to go in that direction.
Okay. So this whole paradigm shift I'm going through where it's turning a little more social, which is weird because I've kind of come out of a hermitage that's been going on
since
2010.
Okay.
So, you know, I made the most of that time, worked on myself, got fit, blah, blah, blah. But now, like I said, I'm shifting out of that. So,
well, it's a lot about people, but, you know, 2, 3, 4 people, group socializing, nice. Like, oh, we're going here, we're doing this, or meet up with this, or so-and-so's doing this. So it's going to be, it's a lot, and it's close to you. It shows, like, community, neighborhood, that kind of thing. So it'll have a nice feel to it.
Nice.
All right, Sherry. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for calling in. You're welcome. Much peace.
All right.
Lovely. Okay, we got a question in the chat. Well, thanks, Tamara. Yeah, I'm glad Sherry called in, too. Let's see. Sue, you'll have a choice on that job. Do you see a position switching for me? Do you see me doing a position switching for me? What does that mean, switching? This is in the chat. Sue is asking, I just got a phone call and someone's asking me to come work for them. Do you see me doing a position switching for me? Tell me what switching means. Are you going to switch positions? Let's see. It's showing choice and it's showing a friend or somebody that you know already opening the door for. Boy, I love this. You know, we're talking about the Divine Mother, and Tamara heard it too. A little bit of banging. Okay, hopefully they stop for lunch because it's so jarring for me when I'm doing this. Crystal Bowles, Gretna is saying, could this be my stage right that I heard over the meditation this weekend? Oh, that could be from our group. Yeah, that's right. Sue, that could be. Yes, Sue is doing my soul entrepreneurship program. Oh, Sue, you could be right. And she's putting, could this be the stage right that I heard over the meditation? So she got a message from her higher self. Oh, my God. And I just said it was a friend. And now she puts in the chat, it was a friend in a higher position that I'm in. I bet this is it, Sue.
I would say, yeah, crystal balls, retina. It's funny because then as I'm tuning in, I'm seeing it's a friend. It's somebody that you know already opening the door for you. Now, I just got total lovely little goosebumpies, lovely little chillies, chills. I feel for everybody right here, right now, listening. And everybody, you know, obviously that will be tuning in the podcast, there is a lot of openings. So I'm just, everybody, FYI, for you to know. And I find it so interesting that we were doing, you know, we're talking about the divine, you know, mother and the divine feminine, which, if you think about it, the divine feminine creates openings. That's what the womb is. You know, it's the void is an opening. And where I'm resonating, crystal balls, Gretna, I am too. I'm like, oh, I'm so goosebumpy. I'm like, I've got electrical chills all over me. Spirit chills, spirit messages, spirit confirmation. See, a lot of people fear the dark. But if you think about, because dark is the unknown, could also be ignorant. We could be ignorant of something, but it doesn't have to be a negative connotation. But if you think of the darkness, the unknown, as a container, well, I love Tamara saying it. I've got heaven bumps all over. Yes, me too. if we think about it as a container, it's not so scary. You know, it's like you open a room and it's dark and you turn the light on. So the darkness is the feminine. It's where the potential, the possibility is. The light isn't better or worse. It's just a form. You know, light is, like, vibration is a first form. Light is a form. Of course, our bodies are in material. But you don't get the form, but the form has to come from something. It's birthed from the womb. So lately it's been helping me to think of what I don't know or the darkness as something's coming into form. You know, just like Sherry Lucas said when she called in, saying that, oh, it's, I feel like you could feel something coming in, you know. But sometimes it feels like there's space, right? And what's in that space? We don't know what's in the space. And that can be kind of scary. But if we think about it, wow, it's this container. There's something contained in there for me. There's a present in there for me. Then it's much easier to, I can hear the banging because I'm moved in the kitchen to get my little decaf. So I love that, you guys. Thank you. All of your shared awareness, all your shared consciousness in helping this and bringing this. And just think of the thousands of people that are going to be hearing our unfolding when they listen later, what we're holding the space for right now. It's just so powerful, so amazing. I hope you guys all feel and see that, you know, for sure. Feel it. Feel the space that's being opened. What is space? It's opening. But you can't have a something if there's no space for it, right? So sometimes we have to change our routine. Sometimes we have to shift things up. You know, and, you know, sometimes people, and we know this on the path, we've all gone through it, you know, we make a change and it's like, oh, now I don't have friends or I don't have those same people. I don't have, there's space there, but there's still something in the space. See that, there's always something in the void. There's always something in there. And what is it? It's the life force animating energy. It's the aliveness. So even if the aliveness hasn't yet taken form, or as we say metaphysically, shape and form, that's what manifestation is, to bring into being, it's still, there's still something there. There's the universal intelligence, the pranic energy. It's still alive. So there never really is nothingness. I mean, there is somethingness and nothingness, you see. So when we know that, then we can begin to tune in through the subtle energy and feel what is there. Feel the possibility. That's what it means to say metaphysically, feel the possibility. And the possibility, if you put your intention to it, what is your intention? What do you want to draw in? Like Sherry Luca was saying, I want to draw in, you know, more people, different people. and be around more artistic people and not, you know, the gossipy. So it's up to us, because it's all there. Nothing is never not there, but it's up to us to align with what we want to draw in and experience. Oh, I'm loving today. And the chat is so cozy cool too. All right, so we'll get to callers. Let's see, the next caller, 323-638, you're on Awakenings.
Oh, hey, Michelle, it's me, Angela.
Hey, Angela, howdy.
Hey, hi. So, okay, here's an update. So I got a new driver's license from Nevada. My former one was California. This is regarding the identity stuff. And then I'll just also register my vehicle there in Nevada.
Okay.
And I also got a P.O. box from my old address to a P.O. box. And then I was wondering, am I in the clear now? And do you see good things happening in my future in any or all areas of my life? Because I want good news. It's been so much drama.
What's coming in? Don't tell me anything bad. Coming up for Angela. Well, let's just ask what's coming up, because I can't. Well, first of all, you know, a lot of what's happening right now is causing you to shift and get clear on where you want to be and where you want to live. I do feel you were coming out of a confused state, and sometimes when we're confused or kind of not grounded, certain things tend to happen to us more than not. Now, that doesn't mean all the time, because we definitely do have things, you know, accidents happen, things happen out of the blue. I actually learned this in my modeling days when I was in the big city, and it was kind of scary. I was in New York and Chicago, and of course I grew up in California by the beach, so I wasn't used to that energy. And somebody had told me, they said, and I've used this since, and actually police say this, and, you know, people that do, what is it, not bodyguard, whatever, self-protection or whatever that's called. When you walk like you have some place to go, when you have a purpose, and you not, when you're spacey, that they were saying that's when people pickpocket you or pull jewelry off of you in the city. And, you know, that's why people, you know, if you're wasted or whatever, you know, they said just, you know, always just be very purposeful and mindful of where you're at. This was even before mindfulness took off. They were like, be mindful of where you're at and walk like you have a place to go, a purpose, and you have a place to go. So I feel for you, what's shifting is that you're getting more mindful and you're getting more into your own purpose in your own life and less worrying about others. So a lot of that confusion, you know, to draw things in is falling by the wayside, okay? Yes, yes. So it's really, what's the next step for Angela? What's coming up for Angela in her life? The next step for you is branching out, and it's interesting because Sherry Luther called about people. I feel for you, too, it's about getting people in your life that are very supportive, on the same page, that you can hang with and be with, you know, socially, and that are inspiring you. So, and I feel that for a lot of listeners right now. I don't know if other caller, but it feels like there's a lot of people right now really wanting to get into whether a better situation for them, more ideal, that's more aligned with their soul, whether it's a job, you know, change, friends. It's a lot to do with environment, and you're in that mode right now. It's a lot to do with your environment, being in the right environment. So you got to really be picky about your environment.
Yeah, that makes
who
sense.
Who you're hanging with, you know, where you're living, that kind of thing. I do feel I feel like there's a couple moves around you. Have you moved yet?
I just moved earlier this month, and I really like I moved out of my family's house to a different part of LA, and I really like this place much more. Well, energetically, because it feels like living in, it feels like summer camp being here. It's like very light and. Yeah.
Oh, is there people around you, different people?
Yeah. It's a very different, it's a very eclectic environment, Koreatown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you by yourself? Because there's something, too, about you for new people around you also.
So maybe it's just because of there. Maybe you're going to meet some people. I don't know. Or if you're living with people, but it shows new people around you.
Yeah, I'm living in the house.
So, yeah, that's with other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm running a room.
Oh, okay. Then that's it. Okay, then that's it. Then that's it. Yeah. Yeah, so, no, that looks good. I think things are starting to come together for you.
Oh, thanks.
It feels like.
I like hearing that.
Right?
Yeah, it does feel like that, too, because, I mean, for the past few months, it's been like, what the hell?
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Much peace.
Okay.
Why does this do this? The chat just did a weird thing, or the, not the chat, the, oh, my God, the switchboard. Okay.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Tasha. Welcome to the program. I didn't even say anything, and you knew it was on. That was you. Okay. It clicked.
You know why? Because it tells us, it says unmuted.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, look at that. My,
that's the only reason.
My thing just did.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
How are you?
Tasha, welcome. I'm doing
Thank
great.
You.
I'm just so loving the energy today. It's just I can just feel a lot of openness, a lot of healing energy, new possibilities. So what is your question?
I have a question, but really quick, because I heard you talking, and then it kind of like hit me that I also was on your a group workshop this weekend.
Oh,
and
yes,
someone from
yes.
the college where I work, they contacted me regarding nothing that has to do with what I do at the college, which is now meditation. And they're like, hey, can you do some meditation workshops for us for midterms and finals? So so I just want to let you know, thank you. And thank the group as well for the energy.
It does make a difference. I mean, I'm seeing so many openings and so much transformation for everybody that's doing the Soul Entrepreneurship Group. I mean, it's just, you know, anytime we're aligned, whatever that, you know, groups help a lot. That's why I'm starting to do more groups again. It's the group energy, you know, helps me. I love it. You know, people are like, oh, you come back, you're glowing. It's like, yeah, well, it's a glowing experience.
It is, especially to hear that other people are going through the same thing and how they're handling it's amazing.
Yes. I always live in the group where, like, when somebody starts out and says, well, I'm having this problem or this issue. I'm sure no one else is. Everybody else has had, you know, really good success. And then we go around to, like, the third or fourth person, and then it's like, oh, no, I'm having the same thing. I'm going through this. It's been hard. I'm da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And then, of course, next time there's a breakthrough, you know. But it does show that, you know, we can connect together because we have some resonance. Otherwise, we wouldn't. Oh, Tasha, that's such great news. I am so very happy for you. That is, that is great. And you're so welcome, and thank yourself because, you know, you've been wanting this, and look where it came from, you know.
That's so true.
Right under your nose. I know.
That's true. Thank you, Michelle. Oh. My question is, as you know, I've been looking for somewhere to live, and my lease is coming up next month, June 12th. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to call in when you were kind of like channeling to see if the place that I've chosen is the right place. I really like it. It's just that it doesn't have some of the things that I would like for it to have, but it's practical. So I just wanted to know, like, what you're getting for it.
Okay. Well, it seems that you're being pulled out of the area that you're in now. It seems like you're getting pulled. And I do see, if it's not this place, it's someplace near there. Let me ask you, is it kind of narrow? And is there walk-up? Do you walk
up
some steps?
Yeah.
Okay, because I see you in a walk-up. Yeah.
It is a walk-up. And the apartment itself is two floors. I don't know if you see that. As opposed to, like, the one floor that I'm on now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, walk up, and I'm seeing, like, what we call here a townhouse or duplex.
Okay.
Like, you know, upstairs, downstairs. That I am seeing in that kind of place.
Okay, it is a duplex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
is that the best decision for me?
Let's see.
Well, yeah, you're kind of getting, you know, it's interesting because I directionally, psychically, I feel the pull, you know, it's pulling me to the left, like you were more to the right before, and I do see you moving out of the area that you're living in now, you know.
Okay.
For some reason, you're, and you'll probably be more around people that you know, and again,
yeah.
I feel for you, it's a change of routine, and it's also about community, so there's going to be some things that are opening up for you in that area. You know, spending a lot more time in that area.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for sharing the great news as well. That's so great
to hear. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome. Blessings. I know Crystal Bowl's written in the chat saying it's so wonderful. Yeah, I love hearing that kind of stuff. I like hearing everything. I just like hearing from all of you. So whether chat or email, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So going to be connecting now with Paulo D'Oro, and many of you know of him already, part of our community. If you don't, he is an amazing teacher, healer, artisan, and he's been trained in Canoble in Brazil, and he also is in a psychic sense, as he puts it, his first breath. Just a very open, connected, wonderful light being. Let's welcome Paulo. Hello, Paulo.
Hello.
And I was going to say, with the Buddha laugh. Hello, you're now on. I think that welcome, Paulo.
I am. So are you.
I am. Everybody is. Oh my God.
They are. Connie
Yang is saying, I love that laugh. Tamara's saying, we love Paulo. There he is. Yeah. What a perfect day to have you on the program with this energy. This is, yes. Oh my gosh.
I know. So, it's like a kaleidoscope of life. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's just. Wow, it's like Mercury was sitting on top of the pot of gold or something.
Yeah.
as soon as it lifted this little beast. But, you know, all the color popped out. Wow.
I can only imagine when Mars goes direct. I mean, we'll have more like what June. It'll be interesting when I tune in for my monthly forecast what's coming up. But I can feel the opening. I can feel a lot of clarity.
Yeah, exactly. The show's about to begin. Get your front row tickets.
That's right.
We'll have a great hors d'oeuvre, great intermission, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Oh,
so
true.
What about this meditation for Mother? Is that what's on today?
Yeah, so I spoke a little bit. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the program, and I'll kind of, so that I don't want to totally repeat everything. But one of the things I was tuning in, and so I did a meditation this morning, and was, you know, there's just been, which is fine, you know, competitiveness, you know, a little extra male energy, which we need both, you know, the masculine and the feminine.
Yes.
The father, but you know, especially with this, you know, our American politics and people being getting very divided instead of a coming together. If there's been a coming together, it's been a coming together against someone, the other team, the other opponent, even though they call it. And it's really, you know, I'm not in it at all. I mean, I've had people ask me to do I know who's going to, quote unquote, win. It doesn't really matter. I was saying in the beginning of the program, because it's not about the person. It's about consciousness, you know, and we'll have what the consciousness will bring.
Right.
And so that unifying principle of the divine feminine, the divine mother.
Gotcha. Yeah,
is,
exactly.
To call
I think also that, that because of one of the nominees or whatever is holding that space, you know, she's holding the space of that divine mother and being attacked for it. And it's interesting because, you know, the media and everything presents people that we get an idea of what they are. We don't really get an idea of who they are. And it's really a shame. It's a shame about our miscommunication or our lack of really showing the humanness of everyone. So the politics are, to me, are so, it's a divine Leela. It's a divine dance. And the dance has really broken their ankle. They're sitting this one out.
Yeah.
The divine dance isn't really working. It's really more of just a platform for platitudes and attacks. And I don't think that has anything to do with our political, our political stance and our political views. So I ignore it also. I get out of the game.
I'm out of it. I don't want to do that. I want to do salsa.
Yeah.
Cumbia. Merengue.
Exactly.
I want to do something
else. Merengue. Yes. Yes. A lot of merengue. Yes.
Yeah.
Not so much pasta doble these days, but yeah, merengue is great.
Yeah. Pasta doble. I like that too, but yeah. No, but I hear you, that dance that's,
the balance is askew. Mm-hmm. The balance is askew everywhere. Everywhere you look, we kind of, if you really look at things, I was just realizing the other day, do you know in our vocabulary, we never had, like talking to crazy, like knowing people are true over wherever they're at. Things in our vocabulary now were not reflected in my day. It shows how out of sync. Everything's out of sync, and so therefore the only way it can go is to in sync. Boy, I wish that band maybe they'll come up again. But in sync, because we've been so out of sync, everybody's now finding the in sync, and then they're feeling they're aligned again, which really, I think, is just it's better to avoid that dance. It's just better to avoid that dance and just stay where your center is. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. That's my feeling. Listen to your soul. Listen, things that will always be constant within you, and they won't change. That doesn't change. And I think that's what we need to hold on to, and I think we need to also connect with everybody who is of that mind with each other. So that the great YouTube, the meditational YouTube in the world, the meditational places we come together, and then that's where we need to hold on. That's where we really need to identify life. The rest is ego. Mm-hmm. The rest is illusion.
Yeah, illusion.
Pontificating.
Well, Tamara brought a good. Yes. But it's true. What's happening, as we ascend, that's what ascension is. Ascension is rising above duality. It's resting in the center. And so you're ascending above the extremes of polarity. You're not all the way to the left or all the way to the right. There's this, middle ground. And again, like I say, you move from tolerance, honoring. So yeah, Tamara, you're right. Yeah, it's towards a deepening consciousness, absolutely. So we will have a lot of these polarities, the extremes of the polarity. We'll always have polarity because that's, masculine, feminine. That's creation. Have form, you have to have polarity. But we don't have to have the extremes. This is the problem. We have the extremes. But that was part of the game too. That we're just changing the game.
It is. And look at this world. I mean, we're faced with the globe is now connected, and everybody knows can know everybody has the abilities and the possibilities are endless. And now it's quite amazing. And you've got to be able to channel your course. You've got to be able to use the tools and all that. And it's wise. Mm-hmm. It's like being a good Boy Scout or Girl Scout. You've got to, what's around you, look at those, be aware. Mm-hmm. You've got to be aware. There's no way you're going to have a good time if you're not aware, because you're going to miss all
That's
the
right.
incredible subtleties that are on every little little corner. They're on every little place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get a kick out of them. I just really get a kick out of them. And it's like I'm watching a big television show, that's not Netflix or HBO, but it's all of it. And
it's
so you just enjoy. Yeah, it is.
Watch the movie. Make your own. Make sure you make your own movie. Make your own. That's that's the key. Where people need to make their own movie.
It's true. It's true. Mm. My mother, when I was very, very little, I was about maybe seven. That's very little for me. And she would, it would be like rainy, you know, Southern California rainy day. And she would come in and she'd pull the blind down. They had blinds then. And she would draw. She would draw a sunny day on the blind. And she'd say, no, it's sunny. Look out, look out. And I didn't, I used to think she was kind of like, okay, okay, Ma, I get it. But really, that was true. She was kind of telling me, look, you create your own. Create what you want. And it's true. It's very true. Now, it's interesting how wise our parents get as we get older.
Yeah, that's true.
True. Yeah.
I love that, Paul. I just put that in the chat. Create your own.
Shall we just answer some? Get some anybody need any assistance?
Well, I'm rebooting. Why don't we do the meditation?
Okay.
And then we can call in that energy and then see if anybody has the crystal balls Gretna's putting. Boy, I remember that, this laugh. It's so wonderful. Yes, it
okay.
is. And Denise
it
is visiting too, coming to see another guest. So rebooting. And if anybody has a question, comment, you want to just, you know, call in, say hi.
Right.
That number is 347-539-5122 and press, I still think #1, maybe I'm wrong, #1 on the keypad, 347-539-5122. Did you have to press #1 to get on?
No, not a unmuted? Pound, just a one. Just a one.
Just one, okay, press one. Okay, they used to be #1, okay, so.
Oh.
Okay. Well, not anymore. No, because I think Angela also told me that you don't have to. Okay. All right.
Do you want to begin want me to begin and then you can take over like we usually do?
Are you feeling that? I just want to say, if you want to start it, I just want to say to everyone to hold the space. If you're driving and listening, please pull to the side of the road.
Be kind to yourself and be kind. Always be kind. Okay. All right. Well, just go to that happy place. Go to that place inside you. And let's call in. Let's call in that, all the knowing parts of you, those parts that know, those parts that remember, this balance inside you, the sacred balance of being is inside you every moment, every breath. And let's just feel that breath. Let's just feel that moment. Let's feel that balance. Aligning you, putting you right in the center, centering, balancing. And let's put your feet barefoot on the ground, feeling mother, feeling the sacred mother coming into your love, into your heart, into your being. Feel the energy of the earth loving you, holding, nurturing. Feel that womb of life that we stem from. Feel it in your each cell of your body. Feel that love and nurturing of mother. Mother holds you. Mother nurtures you. Mother can scold you and mother knows when to hold you. Feel that knowledge, that balance, that sacred balance that only mother has. And feel that just entering your soul, and your soul is just giving a hug to that balance and to you. Feel your heart, no matter how and where it's been, just feel the wholeness and love in your heart. Take a deep breath and let your heart fill up with this love, this love you have for you and Mother and the earth. Feel that love. Feel your heart expanding into the universe. Feel that love that's never ending, that existing constant beat of the heart. Let it reach out into the galaxies. Feel it returning back to you, back to the center of the earth, your love for the earth. She knows. Mother knows. No matter where we go, how, what we do, Mother knows. And feel that knowing. Feel that you can just be who you are. Let it all go. Let it all go of what you think you're holding together. It's okay. Mother's there. It's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be in acceptance. Accept her love. Accept her balance. Accept the nurturing. Feel that warmth surrounding you, how it's connecting to others of that warmth. You're connected to everybody in that warmth. It's like a tree reaching out, the branches reach out into the universe, spreading that light and that love. Feel that nurturing down to the roots, down into the center of the earth, down into the center of Mother Earth.
And let this energy of love, light, and wisdom of the Divine Mother be in your everyday life and living. You hear it through the call of the wind, through the sounds of everyday life, whether at work or play, through all physical forms that are upon this divine earth plane. Feel the love of the Mother and see the Divine Mother in this whole spirit of play. Through toil and trouble, struggle, awareness, happiness, joy, sadness, frustration, anger, through all emotions that you experience, see and feel it as a divine play. This is the divine play of consciousness. Divine Mother guides us through love and brings us all together. See in this play the unity, that there is no separation. We are all one. We are never alone. We are protected and taken care of. See this in all that you do and feel the love of the Divine Mother within you, as you, through your actions, words, and deeds. Feel this presence of the Divine Mother that is you. And now hold this space for yourself and for others, just the potential, the possibility that is already there unfolding. This possibility is already unfolding, this possibility of unity. So what seems to be separate is really not. What seems to not be there is there. So in the presence of what seems to be discord, dysfunction, even war, there is love, there is unity, and we carry that within us as it is us. And let our actions, our words, and our deeds reflect this more in ways that are wondrous and unfolding. Ways that reveal our soul light. Oh. So everyone. Hold this space within you. Know this is within you, that we're all co-creating this and part of this. We are this. That's the main thing. We are this.
We gotta have
a
laugh.
We are.
We are this.
Yes.
I love what we're all focusing.
Oh,
I had to go outside to do this. I literally had to go in my garden.
Lovely. That was lovely.
I went in my garden, so I don't know if you heard the chime.
I heard the chime.
The chime. I had to go in my garden for this and connect with that energy.
Yeah. I'm in a park. So
Tamara, thank
level.
You.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm watching
you're in a park. Oh, I love
I'm watching
it.
Four pelicans, beautiful white pelicans. Oh. And they go in rows. They're going through the lake in rows looking for fish. Wow. I'm telling you, Mother Nature, huh?
Oh, yes. We have time for calls. I love calls.
Okay.
Yes, callers. Callers. Okay. let us go to 805. I think as I get older, I get sillier. People are like, oh, how are you going to be on the way? I was like that on TV when you saw me follow.
I can't help it.
The girl can't help it. The girl can't help it. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, let's get to 801-232. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Michelle, it's Connie.
Oh, hey, Connie, welcome. You're on air with Paolo and me.
Hi. Yay. Hi, Paolo. Love your laugh.
Hi, Connie.
So my question
is, what can we do for you?
I moved across the country for a job a year ago, and I'm just in, like, a really weird space right now, and I was wondering, since we're talking about openings, what you see for me. Should I start looking for a new job? Should I kind of take it out? And then,
Okay. Well, I get the image of Alice in Wonderland. You're in the rabbit hole. And you know what you got to do? You got to decorate. Decorate your home. Be there. Be there where you are.
Fully, yeah.
Don't look for the future right now. Embrace what you have right now. As you enter, the more you enter right now into what you are right now, then it will unfold what you will need. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's almost like you're not fully committed to your life. It's like you're leaving a portion open just in case something, you know, is around the corner. And I want you to dive in where if something has led you here, but you're not aware of why, and let it go. Why? Because what will be revealed is as you enter where you are. Live it. Live where you are right now.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah. Well, the reason why I moved here was more for my boyfriend at the time. I think that's why I'm like wondering like why I'm here, because it's like not really my choice really.
No. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You might have thought you moved for him, but you moved for you in a deep way, and you're not open to hearing. You're not open. You know, you're on an old story about your boyfriend why you moved. Let go of that story, and be in the story you're in now.
Okay.
You see? Then re-identify that whole thing. Let go of why you came, your old boyfriend. That's what I'm feeling basically, is your boyfriend has got a lot of your energy. A lot of the, because as you say, the reason you moved is for him. So this whole thing is kind of like around him. He's got a lot of the energy in it. Cut him off. Get a nice get a nice scissors and chop it, baby. He isn't worth it. He isn't worth that. For you, you're going to enter into a much, much expanded more of you where you are now. Just let it expand. Take off. He's kind of, he doesn't want you, but he doesn't want other people to want you either.
Right. Okay.
Okay. That's what I'm saying? All right?
Yeah.
So that energy you've got, if you let go, it's almost like Alice in Wonderland. If you let go, you're going to take that pill and be big and be small and enjoy the ride, and end up at a tea party and have tea. It's crazy. It's insane right now. Anyway, no one has any answers. No one knows, you know, all that. All you can do is enjoy who you are right now. As you do that, it will show you what's in behind card number three or curtain number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
you've got
good.
A lot.
Thank you.
You've got a lot to give. You've got a lot to give. And whatever brought you here was just the stepping stones. You're stubborn. You're pretty stubborn, to put it mildly. It's just a steadfast in your ways, you know? And that's all right. But now consider the move as your new life and identify with that.
Okay. I agree. Yeah, for the now, don't run away. Build up there, claim it, name it, make it your own. And because it's teaching you to detach from what happened, to not make it about him. And I know it's hard when you move for somebody, and then when it doesn't work out, it's just, you know, you kind of want to get out of that place. It's like, I don't want to be here. I want to go back. I shouldn't have done this. Or there's nothing here for me. Picture is the level of creating your own world, your own wherever you are. And opening, that's your opening. You're opening more to you and more to the possibilities of where you're at. And there's going to be not only a deeper healing there for you, but empowerment. And then you'll be able to decide. And I have a feeling you're going to meet somebody there, to be quite honest. And you'll probably move that person away. Yeah. I don't think you're going to stay. I don't think you're going to stay there kind of forever. But I do feel like it holds some important possibilities for you. You need to focus on what kind of lifestyle you want and hold that vision and live that. And then if somebody fits in with that, then that's great, you know. But if they don't, then it's not enough of a match. Because you need to focus. It's funny, everybody's getting this message, but you really need to focus on lifestyle, routine, what supports you, what nurtures you, what brings you joy on a day-to-day basis, what activities, and where you live, you know, because that's your next big move is going to be more about you, not someone else.
Okay.
Okay, Connie, does that make sense? Does that help?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think I've been, like you said, just like both of you said, I just have a really hard time like letting go of the past. Like it's been a challenge.
It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. It's just not.
It's not easy.
We're so conditioned, you know, even by things our parents said, we're living things like that. You know, we have no idea the conditioning we've been through. We have no idea. So I look at it like a dog or a sheep going to a trimmer. You know, they just shove all that old sheep stuff off, make a coat of it or something, but it's gone, you know?
Yeah.
At the top of the Himalayas, we were to shave our heads. We shaved our heads, not that it wasn't cold enough. We had to shave our heads to put our hair on a rock that went down the Ganges and say goodbye to our old selves because, you know, the hair carries a lot of energy, you know, and story, really. So you change it up. Go buy something new. Put some new nail polish on. Change it up. Mix it up.
Yeah.
You haven't let go of your – you've got such creative powers in you. You've got to get in touch with them and just let them go, honey. The world needs to connect with it.
Awesome.
Get
Thank
on YouTube.
You.
Tell us your project.
I was thinking I actually used to have a YouTube channel.
Yeah. There you go.
Go back to it.
Maybe I'll do that.
Why not?
Yeah, you don't want to give up stuff.
You have, you know, there's a lot of sides of us, and just the more we show it, the less we have to carry it.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, Connie. You go.
You're
girl.
So welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that what you said, Paul. There's so many sides to us.
Yeah.
We don't give up our sides for another person. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it, And one thing I want to say that when Connie called in, this is so important. The only way we're going to ever do anything is if we're influenced, and we're influenced by people. So sometimes it is a move, right? It's a job. Right? It's like, those are the openings. Those are the openings. So some, you know, that whether it's a carrot in front of us to go somewhere or do something. I mean, it's a job. It's going to be people. It's always about, you know, people, because that's what we're here to do, connect with. Okay, we got other callers. Let me get.
Okay.
La, la, la. Let's see. Who is here now? Oh, we've got a 305-903.
Okay.
Hello. 305-903, you're on air. Okay, well, I'll come back to you. I'll just come back. 216-650, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Sharon.
Doing great. Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, my first time calling in.
Sharon. Okay.
It's a great day.
Sharon. The responsible one. The responsible one. Oh, boy.
The responsible one? No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you carry the weight of your family. You carry the weight of – do you have children?
One, yeah. But, yes, I'm the responsible one.
Yeah. You're very responsible, Sharon. You should be telling us. We should ask you a question.
You're so funny.
Isn't he right?
I like your laugh. Yes, I need that today. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know, huh? I should bottle it. I don't know how to do that. If you can come up with a way, let me know, Sharon.
Oh.
I found a wallet that when you open it, it plays this kind of a holy sound. And I thought, wow, if you open the wallet, you have my laugh. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it would. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it is. I'm getting lighten up, let go of the load, lighten up, let go, and you're feeling restricted individually. You've got to think about you now. It's time to focus on you, Sharon.
Yes.
Did you have a question? Because this is what we're getting.
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a restriction. What do you see? What do you see for me with I'm looking for career changes.
Sharon,
okay,
you're,
have you been feeling
you're
held back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
She hasn't
been
feeling
back.
Held back.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You rise to the top quickly, and I think people find that difficult to work with. You're very whatever you do, it's excellent. You know, you dot your T's and
I put my whole heart in
it. Whatever it is. You
do. Even if I'm out on the floor, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And people find that intimidating because you're very intimidating to a lot of people. So here's my advice. Play the game for a while, Sharon, but on the back burner, start creating your own job career.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not out there that for you to enter. It's for them to come to you. Okay? And you may have followings. I don't know if you have any kind of inclination about teaching people something, but you should be. Teaching. You should be teaching, basically.
Well, I've always worked, you know, I've always worked in the corporate world. I've been temping for a while. I love what I do. I love, you know, organizing people. And I want to know if you see something coming forward to me soon. I have an interview Tuesday after holiday.
I see that continuing for you. But I'm saying, as that continues for you, you need to start your idea of what you really want to do for you. Not you entering a job, but you creating something, a career for you.
Mm-hmm. A career.
But put that on the constant back burner.
Even see like event, like I see a lot of, you're very strong administratively, that's what I was going to say, administration, organization, but you could even do, I feel like, again, you know, there's a lot coming up for everybody here about where do you, like, it's not just work, but where do you want to do your work? I feel for you, you can juggle a lot of balls in the air. You can keep a lot going on. You can keep people, you know, it's not just organization, I feel like, within a corporate setting, but you could do, like, event planning, that kind of thing, where you're more stimulated.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, do you see this coming soon? That's I'm sending resumes out like you would not believe.
I see that in the field that you're going to be, you're going to meet someone that's going to give you an opportunity to expand what you do. Somebody you will meet that'll appreciate what you do at the level that you do it.
I would say coming up pretty quickly. Time of Gemini.
Yeah.
So what is that? That's like in the next few weeks.
June.
I think we're
June.
Are we in Gemini? Yeah. So between now and probably maybe even like around June 3rd, 3rd, 8th, something like that.
Which
shows a position offered.
Yeah, because I have one too.
And they're
going to
appreciate what you do.
Because
you haven't been appreciated.
And, there's a man from my past. There's a man from my past. Just listen to this. And he wants me to work for him, but he can't fire his office manager until she retires. He's not that type of person, but she's up for retirement. I'm meeting him after the holidays. He wants me to work once a week with him to get my feet wet, but there's no benefits. You know, I don't know. I'm going to go check it out, but there's a couple things in the works right now. I just was wondering when I'm going to be set. That's the question. Oh, I know.
Well, you get a position. I feel in the next few weeks. I feel there's a job coming in, but I also agree with Paulo. I think you've got to do something else either on the side or get with a company that you can do more. Because unless I just keep seeing more temp around you, because I'm not seeing like one position right now.
Oh God,
sorry.
Oh, that's what I don't want. That's what I do not want. I'm trying to find something a little bit more stable. I can't even imagine me temping. I've been at the same place. I don't want to move around. All right.
Yeah,
anything
crazy
else?
Crazy.
But you're temping at this. You're temping at the same place, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that coming to a close?
If I find something permanent, yes, it's going to come to a close.
Oh, if you find something permanent, okay. Well, that could be the job. That could be the job switch then that I'm seeing. Because what I'm getting, I didn't know you're temping right now. I see another job. Yeah, because I see you leaving this job or not being available anymore. So if that's on your own volition, then so be it. Yeah. So
because I know.
Now that you gave that
can
little information,
Can I say one thing to you, Sharon?
Yes.
You have to let go of your whatever the programming was when you were growing up. You have to let go of taking care of everyone.
Okay.
You have to. I know that you've done that almost all your life. I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning of this conversation, Michelle said it's time to take care of you. And when you focus that energy that you've taken care of so many, when that starts coming back to you, Sharon, you're not going to be able to handle positions or jobs. You're going to be, your life will have this motivation, and you're just going to be healing and helping everyone you see that comes to you. And that's the way it is.
I know, I always do, though.
So
don't identify. Even if you're in an office, honey, you're doing healing. I don't care what other people are doing. You're doing healing.
I know.
I just know it. I feel it inside you. So that's what
I just want my salary back
right now.
That I used to
You're in a stretching period right now. Stretch.
Yeah.
Let it be what you're doing right now, because there's going to be a kick-ass time coming up, and you'll be back in it. And it's good. But focus on what you want. Just do me that favor.
I know. That's really good advice. All right. Thank you so much.
Right. Keep us posted.
Listen,
keep us posted, Sharon.
You have a nice memorial, by the way. Have a nice holiday.
You too. You too. And enjoy your next opening coming up really soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got a, I don't know, is this Queen? You've been on 36 minutes. It's a private number.
Ooh.
Here you are.
Ooh.
Hello. Now the whole time you're on, if you're calling from a Skype number or private number, it's you. You're on air. You're live.
I'm on air.
Yeah.
I'm on air. I was on. I'm on air. That's where I was.
I knew it was Queen. I knew it was you. I can feel you.
I feel you too. And I that meditation was absolutely motherly, beautiful. And I wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to thank Paulo for the last time I spoke with him for his support. And that's all I really wanted, to just send out love and gratitude.
Back at
perfect
you, babe.
To call in for
you.
The Divine Mother, Divine Mother Day.
Yeah.
We need a Divine Mother Day.
We do.
Well,
and it should be every day.
Exactly. You took the
but
words
a special
out of my
day.
Mouth.
Yeah.
right. 24/7 Divine Mother. Forget the rest. Oh, and she's.
But
and,
you know.
Look
at her smile.
Well, we've had Divine Father in the limelight for so long. Let's get him off.
What are you doing?
Switch it over.
Oh, I hear that in the back. What do you do?
I'm in the line at Walmart returning something, so the people are talking. So I'm gonna, mute
that.
Myself.
I love that. Hey, Walmart. Hey.
Hey. Boy, if you ever need a healing, go to Walmart. You know, no one's exempt.
Yeah. You might find me there. Yeah, giving out healing. Beautiful. Well,
yeah,
I just want to thank you all, like I said, and I'm grateful. And, yes, let's declare today Divine Mother Day. It's done.
Yes.
Divine. It's done.
Yes.
I love it. It's done. So it is.
Yes. Perfect.
Thanks,
Steve,
for calling in.
It. Yes.
I know.
You're welcome.
Crystal Bowles Whitman put shopping and not missing Michelle's show. I love it. That's what it is. I love it. On the go. On the go. I just love
That's
it, love
right.
it, love it.
That's right.
Oh, my God,
That's
Queen.
Right.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing. Big hug, Queen.
When's the book coming out?
I think
out,
she meant. I think she muted herself.
Oh, she's off.
Hello.
I'm back. You know, very soon.
No,
very soon.
Good.
I keep telling myself.
Good.
I keep saying. So when I start lying to myself, it'll be there.
I want to see that one.
You will.
That's a book I will read. That was a book I will read.
Well, you shall have a free copy.
Oh,
so
okay.
Know that. Yes. Yes. And,
oh,
and thank
sweet.
You for the motivation. And I guess I better get my fingers ready. Actually, it's all inside
get
of me.
Get them ready.
You know, and I just have to do it. So I will stop
Let's
lying
do it.
To myself.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's bubbling
yes.
inside you, honey. Just let it go. You know,
Paulo
when
has
people
a way
say,
of poking,
oh,
he's a poker. Paulo's a poker. Keelan is a prodder. You think everybody thinks I'm a nudger and a prodder.
Yes.
Paulo's the king of them. He will remind
yes.
you. You could be right here 10 years from now. He will be reminding you. It doesn't matter.
That's the truth. Isn't that the truth?
Okay. Yeah.
On that one, I'll tell you.
All right, Queen.
Yeah.
Talk later. Let's see. We got another. Let's see. Where are we? We're at
9168.
Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, here you are. 916-838. You're on Awakenings. You're live. You're alive.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi.
My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi. Yes.
Nice to meet both of
welcome.
You.
You
too.
What's your question?
You. Well, I've got 18 years call center experience, most of it in the vision medical insurance field, and I'm looking for
okay.
a new job. My background is maybe a year or two in on the phone in banking, and I've applied at Kaiser Permanente, and also yesterday
okay.
I had a panel interview at a major investment company to be on the phones with them. And I know that I aced the interview. I looked the part and I played the part. I was really sharp in the interview. There's just one
yeah.
thing that bothers me. The man,
yeah.
there were two men there, and one man looked at me and he said, "You are not allowed to make any mistakes whatsoever." And I'm not a robot.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's
he
impossible.
Really said that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He did say
what
that.
I'm getting right away
wow.
is, what I'm getting right away is your aim is too low. Your aim is too low. You're so over what you've done. You're so over it. You know the ins and outs like the back of your hand, the old cliche. You need to move into a new direction with what you do. You need to take it to a different focus, a different way of seeing what you do. Re-identify it. Rewrite what you do in a different way. Do you get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Your life has been in a certain box, a certain way of explaining it, telling it. You need to redo that. Break open those, knock down those walls, and re-identify it. Give it your
mm-hmm.
own spin. Because the energy you use on these companies, you know, is you're like, you are a robot. You are doing robotic things then. You need a bigger, expanded area of seeing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
One of the
things
I hear, Wendy, is you can call your own shots right now, and that's why you picked up on that with that guy. It's like, it's saying right now, as I'm looking psychically, you're really good with what you do, but you can, I feel like right, the next job that you, it could be cherry picked. You should pick something that you really, really want to do. And
mm-hmm.
are you thinking about doing something besides call in? Were you thinking about doing something else?
Well,
within a
other
company,
than call center,
like
I could see me being happy being a receptionist in a medical insurance building.
Yes, because I feel something. I don't see you just doing call after call. I feel the next position is reception, and it could also be assisting. It's a man. I can see it clearly, so it's not that far off.
It's
I don't see
like
you just taking call after call. Yeah, but I feel it starts reception. Yes, yeah, starts reception. So it could be reception / secretary. But I can see it. I don't know if the person that works with him leaves, or maybe you relieve her after when she's on lunch or something. But I feel like if you're not, I don't see you just doing call after call. I see people physically coming in. I see a reception area. And then I keep seeing this guy, man, like behind going in his office, and you're right up by his office. So you help him do some things as well. But yeah, I agree with Paul. Your next extension is you're meant to connect with people personally and also face to face. You've got a very sweet quality about you. You're not just your voice, but I'm hearing the demeanor, right, Paula? Your demeanor. So you're good up front with people as well doing reception. Yeah, I would go for the reception also. But to admit, you're going to anyway. That's the next job. And that's why this happened with this guy. They will love you. They would want to hire you. But I feel it's very uptight. I just don't think that, you're the lovely, gentle soul will not be able to handle it. So just look for call reception. Branch out a little.
Well, actually, on Kaiser Permanente's website, there is a member services position, and it would be the way you described people coming into an office and complaining. And I'm afraid that would wear me down after a while, and there'd be a lot of angry people. I have a lot of
empathy.
Well,
it may not be that.
I think you're letting yourself identify with it before you're there. You see, you're not really just do it. You can, your energy will bring about what it's supposed to be, but you're already judging it. So therefore, you're walking into, as I said, like a box. You see how you boxed yourself. You see, that example, you boxed yourself. And you also became a judgment. You also separated yourself from what the actual job is by having the assumption of what it is.
Yeah,
so,
that's
so
true.
These,
all I can
these,
say,
these
if it's, I don't care if it's whatever it is. Speaking. The thing is, I see that the people that are there are really
amazing. They're lovely. They're great people
that
you'll be working with. The people are really
caring. And they're going to get you. They're going to get you and understand. Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah.
I think you'll find family.
Yeah, it's like a family. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I love that description.
Yes.
So it's ironic because the way you've described it sounds like the job I just applied for online.
Great.
Could be. It's coming up pretty soon. And it's not just call-in. It's reception. And I don't know. I see a bunch of papers. And I see the guy. I can see the guy in something you do for him. I don't know if it's like reception secretary. I don't know. But I do see the people that work there are really nice. I see you talking.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you both?
All right.
Community.
Can you be close to Wendy? I got to see.
Yeah.
Could be like the culture cause your permanent take.
It looks like it is.
It looks like it is that. Would that be in would that be in the next few weeks?
I don't know when the job would start, but they post. I went on, something inspired me to go online again and take a look at what's there, and if it's not complaint all day, it did mention grievances. That's why I spoke about the position in that manner. But
we'll find out for sure what it, because it's coming. Is there a lot of, it's something with a lot of paperwork, I can tell you that much. You know.
Okay.
Right. And it's not call. I don't see strictly. It's not strictly call in. You're doing reception. In secretarial, like secretarial. So yeah,
sounds like it's going to be a nice setting.
Very
that's
nice.
That's important.
Setting.
That's the important thing for you. Yeah. Is aesthetics. Aesthetics mean
it
a
is.
Lot to you. You are very particular in your style of dress, your style of choices of color. You're very particular. I can tell.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Okay.
Yes, you
so,
are right.
So here you are with a plethora of shops to go in, and the people who are waiting, and they've been waiting for someone to join their family. And so go in, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
go
great.
Go in and do it. That's
well,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're winding out. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for calling in. Keep us posted.
Okay,
let's
pray
please.
For me. And I like you saying family. That sounds welcoming.
Yeah.
Yes. It is like a little family. It is.
Yes.
It's there. I can see it.
That's
perfectly
it.
Clear.
Well, this is all changing in the work field. We're tired of just working with people. We want family. We want community. We want people who have things along with us, you know, and hang. I mean,
yeah.
It's all kind of Sex and the City kind of hangout thing, too. I mean, the bro thing, I mean, it's just everywhere. That's
everywhere.
That's
Paulo, believe it or
that's
not,
where you
want we're
to
like
be.
Winding down.
Yeah.
Oops, am I being, we're, that went so quickly.
I know. I'm
oh,
so,
my God, everybody.
So...
this has been so great. And I love SATC. What's that? SATC.
Yeah.
I
love, thank you for the opportunity.
I love it.
So it's always wonderful. Wonderful to play with you, girl.
I know. I love
it.
I'm going to come back and play. We've got to have
it.
More Awakenings
more
with Michelle Mache and Paula Diorro. Here we are.
Awakenings with
Michelle
Mache.
And Paula.
Mache.
You made
yes.
my day.
All right.
Yes. And we've got Paula Diorro here today. Yay.
All right,
you guys, be in that divine spirit of play. Paulito, thanks for coming and playing, being in this divine spiritual play. And people can connect with Paulo. You got a YouTube? Are you YouTubing?
Oh, I don't even.
And also on Facebook.
Paulo Doro Maui at Gmail. I got a gal working on my website coming along.
Okay. Paulo
Doro. She's a little flighty. Yeah.
Gmail.com.
Paulo Doro
Maui. Paulo
Doro Maui. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. Contact great to have you here, Paulo.
I'm going to put some new stuff I'm doing on Facebook. So Facebook me, people, and you'll see the new creations I'm doing there. I have to say, I have to pat my own back on this one.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
They're
so
wild.
Facebook, yeah. You can find him either through me or just go to Paulo Doro and you will find him.
Yes.
All right, Paulo.
Yes.
Keep shining that light of yours. Big hug.
Okay.
Bye.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye. thank you all for being here. All Things Awakenings, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. That's for guest suggestions, topic suggestions, questions you want answered on air, dream interpretation, questions about meditation, metaphysics, spirituality, all things soul, of course, and the mystical, magical aspect of life. But how do we ground it into everyday living? So it's really practical mysticism and spirituality. It's got to be livable, right? Got to be livable because we're lovable. Thanks, everyone, again, for being here. If you have any questions also about Soul Entrepreneurship Program, great monthly program we've been doing. It's just people are just shifting and just getting their dream jobs and living their soul's purpose, and it's just a lot of fun. We do some deep healing work and inner work, too, as well. You can email me at michelle@soulentrepreneurship.com or soulentree.com. How do you like that? .com. I had to shorten it. So you can email me, michelle@soulentree.com as well. And find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Connect. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're doing. You know, we'd love to hear how everybody is being impacted by awakenings and how you're doing in your life. Just keep us posted. All right? So continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.